It's not that anymore. Welcome back in to the buzzer beater here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Matt Pilger, Michael Doherty, Leighton Maskey, bringing you the roundtable. As we were talking a little bit about high school basketball, we're going to be broadcasting a game here on KXEO this afternoon.
Yeah.
Ramey shootout, the Mexico boys against Hazelwood Central. This is going to be a pretty good matchup for the Mexico Bulldogs boys, as I understand it. Hazelwood Central, a couple of real good guards.
Yeah, they're going to have to be firing on all cylinders this afternoon, I think. You know, we've been to that Ramey tournament. It's a great tournament. It's one of those that brings together teams that you just don't normally bring together, which is always nice. There's about three or four of those a year, it seems like, that are in the area that can do that. And to be able to play someone like Hazelwood Central, who you wouldn't normally see on your schedule, is good, but it's going to be a tough matchup for these Bulldogs today.
No doubt about it. This, of course, Ramey shootout brings in some of these St. Louis teams, Kansas City teams, and they face off against what they call the rural teams in those areas, like your Mexico and your Hallsvilles. As a matter of fact, Hallsville kicks things off this morning at 10 a.m. as they're going to be matching up with Kansas City Center. Now, Hallsville is a pretty good team. They've got 8 wins on the season, but, you know, Kansas City Center, they're going to be bringing the big town guys.
Yeah, I still like Hallsville in this. Center is one of those schools that they kind of go through cycles fairly quickly at Center. So I don't know what kind of team they have this year, but I know just 2 years ago they weren't very good. So I know kind of what to expect from Hallsville. They've got a pretty good team that we'll find out about in districts, possibly. I go with Hallsville in that one, but still, good matchup.
Absolutely, and that starts at 10 this morning. Next game on tap, Blair Oaks boys up against Timberland, and I'll tell you what, Blair Oaks, I don't know, I would give the nod to Blair Oaks in this one.
Both these teams sent football teams to the state playoffs. Obviously, Blair Oaks won a championship. Timberland didn't quite get that far, but they were pretty good as well. So you know they've got some athletes. I don't know who to go with in this one. We'll see.
All right. It's a toss-up, if you will, for Michael Doherty. Then, of course, the next game on tap at 1 o'clock, Mexico boys, Hazelwood Central. Told you about that one. Centralia girls featured in this Ramey shootout today as they're taking on Quincy Notre Dame out of Illinois. And Centralia girls are very good. So,
Quincy Notre Dame is a big school.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, they're a big school.
Again, the nod is going to the Centralia Lady Panthers on my behalf.
Okay.
All right. That's all he'll say.
Centralia is good. Don't get me wrong. Centralia, South Shelby, some of the better teams in the area as far as girls' teams are concerned. But, man, Quincy Notre Dame. I'll give it to Centralia in a scrum. I think it's going to be a very, very close game.
Yeah, I'd like to see the smaller school take it today.
You would like to see it, but what do you think? What's your prediction?
I mean, it's going to be hard for them, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. All right. The next one is Harrisburg boys against Holt. I must admit, I do not know a whole lot about the Holt boys this year. Football, they generally have a very good program. I don't know a whole lot about their basketball program this season.
Nor do I. Harrisburg had a good football season. They've got some good athletes. I know they expect their basketball team to be pretty good this year. I haven't seen their record, but I'll go with Harrisburg.
All right, I'll take Harrisburg, too.
I guess I'll take Harrisburg.
Trifecta Harrisburg hometown boys there. Columbia Battle is going to see Cardinal Ritter. This should be a pretty good matchup. I'm going to give the nod to Battle right here.
I am, too. Yeah. Cardinal Ritter, not quite as tough as they've been in the past years. Not to say that they're not good, because they're good. They're going to be very quick, have some athleticism. They always do, but I'll give them the nod to Battle.
Hickman boys taking on St. Mary's. We've seen the Hickman boys at the beginning of the season, and I don't think they've lost anything. No injuries going into today. I would say that Hickman takes this game.
I'll go with that as well.
Yeah, it seems like Hickman's going to win this one.
All right, final game of the night. We'll see Father Tolton against 21 Century. And I'll tell you again, I'm not familiar with 21 Century. I'm not sure I could locate it on the map.
No.
It's not a town. Not a town. All right.
Not a town. Never heard of this goal.
We'll give that one a toss-up. But that will complete the Ramey tournament. It started yesterday, goes into today. We will have to give a shout-out to Mr. Leighton Maskey's alma mater as they picked up a win last night against Mark Twain, 53-41, the Wellsville boys basketball team with the victory there.
We're getting hot.
Yeah. All right.
We had a couple of those guys in.
We did a couple of weeks ago. So it's good to see them come out with a victory there. And we'll see how they finish the rest of the season. We want to move along to Columbia today for college basketball. The Mizzou Tigers shocking the Florida on the road. I believe Florida was ranked fourth in some polls, fifth and some others. But Mizzou goes and takes care of them on the road. I was not expecting that.
Not expecting it, and certainly not expecting it in the way it happened. They led by 16 at the half, 50-34. Held on to the seat of their pants, a late three, I mean at the buzzer, gave Florida a one-point loss, so it wasn't quite the nail-biter that it might have been, but Mizzou did just enough in that second half to come away with a win. And you know what? When you're playing a top-five team on the road, you do what you have to do to get by with a win. I think it's the first top-ten win for Mizzou on the road since 2002.
Yes.
It's crazy. I mean, that's, you know, it's tough to win on the road. It's tough to beat a ranked team anytime.
So for the first time ever, Mizzou is 3-1 in the SEC as a basketball program. They are now 14-3 overall. They beat Kansas, a ranked team. And here's the question. If they don't falter against Arkansas today, when those rankings come out tomorrow, where does Mizzou land? They've got to be in the top 25.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to sneak in around 24. I really still don't think the voters are all that keen. I saw strength of schedule the other day, and that rating had Mizzou at about 27. I still think Mizzou gets into the top 25. The SEC is just loaded. You know, if you like, you know, tough games, and here's the weird thing. I mean, early on in the SEC, home teams were beating road teams by like 20 points a game. I mean, there was a week of SEC basketball where every home team won by 16 or more. That's insane. And that's against ranked teams. And it's like, I mean, this SEC lineup is just a killer, and you know what, so far you gotta like the way Mizzou's handling their business, but this is going to be a tough one. I mean, I think probably 12 of the SEC teams should get an NCAA bid. They won't. I think they'll probably get around 9, but I mean, that's how tough the conference is. I mean, it is a buzzsaw.
Caleb Grill is quickly becoming one of my favorite players, and he really had a nice night in that win over the Gators.
Did he play?
He did, yeah, just a little bit. As a matter of fact, he led all players with 22 points. That was a team best that night, but comes off of the bench and just a gritty player out there. And I guess you could call him a glue guy, but he's becoming a little more than that, I think.
He's an interesting piece, and I say that because he's one of those guys – when he gets hot, and in the past he's been hot for a season. I mean, he was first year here kind of spotty, to say the best, but he is emerging as Mizzou's top threat. And if you saw that Florida game, you see why. I mean, he shot it from anywhere. He shot it with people in his face. He shot it. He picked up a loose ball. And this is, to me, one of the tougher shots that you take. A loose ball that is bouncing around your ankles and picks it up and immediately takes a shot, and that's a tough follow-through. Because you're not in...
It's awkward.
Yeah, it's an awkward whole situation because you're not in a flow, and that's the way that most players are used to shooting. I mean, you practice and you're in some kind of movement or flow, or it's a catch-and-shoot and you take your shot, and he did none of that, but he drained it. I mean, and that's the thing. You look at most of those shots he took the other night from distance, they were net.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no doubt about it. A sweet, pure shot coming from Caleb Grill. We'll see what Mizzou does today. Any predictions out there as far as what Mizzou basketball does against Arkansas today?
You know, Arkansas is a decent team. I think they win by 12.
That Mizzou wins by 12.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I say Mizzou by double digits as well.
I was thinking the same thing. I definitely got Mizzou in the game, though.
All right. So we've got Arkansas at 11-6, and they've lost their first four SEC games of the season.
Too bad.
Just really lost 78-74 to LSU. They're kind of where Mizzou was last year.
Yeah.
But maybe even a little bit better off than what Mizzou was last year. But it's always a tough match against a rival there. I don't believe it sold out at Mizzou Arena today like it was the last time they were there, but I'm sure it will be a raucous crowd.
I'm sure there's not a lot of open seats.
Right.
And people are starting to figure out that this is a good time.
No doubt about it. We want to switch gears just a little bit from college sports to the NFL. As we were talking about earlier, Kansas City Chiefs getting things kicked off today against the Houston Texans in this divisional round at Arrowhead. And, Houston didn't look too bad last week with their defense. What do they do today in Kansas City? And do the Chiefs, after having this time off, do they quickly rev up the engine and get by with an easy victory today? Or how tough will it be?
It's definitely not going to be easy. But
no?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you were telling me before we went on the air, you think that the Chiefs are going to handily win this game, correct, Leighton?
Oh, they are. They are going to They're going to win by at least double digits, just saying. It is a good Houston team.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One thing about Houston today is Joe Mixon missed practice.
Yeah.
And he had over 100 yards in their last week's win, so it's going to be hard for them to. I assume he plays, but it's going to be hard with him not at full strength.
I give it to Kansas City, again, by double digits. Probably not big double digits. I'm talking like in that 9-10 range is really where I expect it to land. Houston's a good ball club, but Kansas City, for the most part, has played most of the season not blowing people away. So, it would be a little bit of a surprise, I think, for them to blow the Texans away. And the Texans are a good ball club, both offensively and defensively. But, again, you're right. If Mixon's not at full strength, that's a little bit of a knock on Houston. So, we'll see.
I was telling Leighton before we got on here, my big question is Harrison Butker. After having that surgery, and he's been a little bit inconsistent.
Indeed.
So, if it does come down to a field goal and it's Butker, I think he's the wild card here. I think he's the wild card question in the playoffs as to how Kansas City does. But, again, we'll see. My nod does go to the Chiefs, but I think it's by a touchdown today. My prediction. Let's go to the other side because whoever wins the Kansas City-Houston game will get the winner of the Baltimore-Buffalo game. And, Leighton, you've already made a prediction that Baltimore is going to make the Super Bowl this year. You think they're going to take down Buffalo in Buffalo?
I do.
Josh Allen's going down?
I think it's going to be a close one. I expect both teams in the 40s.
Okay.
But I think Lamar's going to win the game for him.
All right. I predict that Buffalo will take that game. And I think it's going to be a Chiefs-Bills AFC championship game. And, man, oh, man, who takes that one? I don't know.
Boy, this is a tough one. I'm sure it's cold in Baltimore or in Buffalo. Of course, it's probably cold in Baltimore, too.
But it's cold everywhere
it's cold.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Initially, I would say Baltimore here just because I think Buffalo's been a little inconsistent offensively, which is very un-Josh Allen-like. And Baltimore has a very good defense. On the other hand, Josh Allen is one of those quarterbacks that just seems to make the play when he has to. I'm going to say Baltimore on a late kick is going to win this one.
Two for Baltimore, one for Buffalo, and we'll see how that goes. The juggernaut, the other number one seed over on the NFC, the Detroit Lions get the Washington Commanders. I think if there was one team that Detroit didn't want to look at here in this divisional round, it was Washington. But I'm not so sure that Washington gets the upset here. I think Detroit wins.
I totally agree with you. I think it's been a great season for Washington, great finish to the season. But I think the story, the Cinderella story comes to an end today. Detroit has been flat out the best looking team all season long consistently wise, I think they continue their march to the Super Bowl.
L.A. Rams, go ahead, Layton.
I just think Washington was a fun story, but Detroit's got it.
Okay, the fun story comes to an end for the Commanders. L.A. Rams taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia pretty well easily dispatched of Green Bay. Green Bay, from the very opening, made a mistake, and Philadelphia jumped all over that. The Rams upsetting Minnesota, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
This is a pretty good 2-4 matchup, but I'm thinking that the Philadelphia Eagles take this game.
I wouldn't be surprised if this game is a lot closer than a lot of people are expecting. But I do think Philly's going to take it, but I could see the Rams upsetting them.
I agree with everything you just said, Layton. I think this is going to be a very close game. I was a little surprised by how good that Rams defense was in the Minnesota game. I want to give it to Philly, though. And again, this is probably one that goes with a late kick to win it.
All right, there you have it. The predictions, the NFL playoffs taking place this weekend. It's a very exciting time of year. Speaking of cold, I always think of hockey whenever I think of cold, and the St. Louis Blues are anything but cold right now, taking down two wins against Calgary in St. Louis this week. That was a huge matchup because St. Louis sits below Calgary in that wild card playoff position right now, but two solid wins for the Blues.
Yeah, two solid wins. They're going to have to keep winning like this, unfortunately, because I saw their percentages the other day, and they had 16.7% chance of making the playoffs. So they've got a lot of work to do, but that's the kind of work that gets you to the playoffs is the way they've won those games. The offense is really, you know, they talked when Jim Montgomery came on, they talked about how much better the defense has been, and trust me, it's been a lot better. But in the last 2 weeks, the offense is starting to churn a little bit. And it'll be interesting whether they try and call up. They've got about four really good prospects. One's playing college hockey. Three are in the AHL. And it'll be interesting to see if they try and bring them up and throw them into the fire, so to speak. A couple of them are very good scorers. But I've read consistently that they're a little concerned about. They want to bring them along slowly, and this is probably not the year to try and do that, so they may hold off. So we'll see. One is Jimmy Snuggerud, I probably messed his name up. The other
close
one is
enough.
Dabalor Davinsky or Dvorsky. I think, you know, they both might be able to help, but then again, they both might be inconsistent. So what do you do? Tough call for Monty and the entire team, but you know what, they're playing well right now.
Yeah, absolutely. They play the Utah Hockey Club today. I haven't ever seen the mascot for the hockey club,
but... Yeah, it was kind of close to the Washington football team. They were thinking about getting together, you know, and seeing if they could have like a club party.
Very nice. They need some help on the naming committees.
Yes,
over there.
Yes,
but
they do.
That's okay. Good luck to the Blues today. It is time to go around and give our athlete shout out of the week today. I'm going to go ahead and start off today while you guys think about yours. But Mexico High School girls wrestler junior, as Alexis Johns, picked up her 100th victory of the season this week. Alexis is off to just a fantastic start. I believe she's now 102-20 in her career at the Mexico High School. And she's going to be our guest here next week on the Buzzer Beater. But she's my athlete shout of the week today.
I think I'll go with South Callaway girls basketball team. We had a couple of those players in today, and those girls are North Callaway. Those girls are playing some pretty good basketball. Lady Thunderbirds have something special going, and hopefully they can continue. And good luck today in their tournament.
I think I'll give it to the North Callaway girls who agreed to come here today.
All right. Well,
there you go.
We're not that bad, are we?
No, I don't think so.
All right. So. We'll have another sports show coming your way, but don't forget to tune in this afternoon here on AM 1340 KXEO. Keep it right here. As a matter of fact, 12:45 pregame set as Mexico takes on Hazelwood Central, and then we're going to take you right into MU men's basketball, so a full day of sports on KXEO.
Absolutely is. One last thing, Mizzou football got the number 2 transfer recruit in the portal this last week, Damon Wilson II, an edge rusher from Georgia. Two really speedy edge rushers now lined up for Mizzou from Georgia in Darius Smith. Once he gets healthy, he would look like he was going to have a breakout season last year. Kind of expect the same thing this next year. So Mizzou getting well stocked at the defensive end position.
A big M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
Very, very nice. We'll be back for another edition of the Buzzer Beater next week. For Michael Doherty and Leighton Maskey, I'm Matt Pilger, and you've been listening to Sports Talk right here on AM 1340 KXEO.